This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Siman Kuf Samach Beis Seif Daled. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Memtes, the moment you've all been waiting for. Is it a problem if your cup handles are wet? You haven't slept well in weeks. You're having nightmares about wet cup handles. Kasvu ho'achroinim, the achroinim right, namely, of course, the Magen Avram. He really misses us. Im natal hakli, if you took the kli, biyadai halecha, you took the kli in your wet hand, meaning you washed your right hand, and your right hand is wet. Hainu, biyad hayamin sheshafach aleihem etchila pamachas, biyadai smolas. Nitma oizen hakli. The handle is tamei. Mehamayim shiyeh shal yadeh. After all, when you pour mayim rishonim, the mayim, your hands become tar, but the water becomes tamei. The mayim rishonim tameim him. Vim chazar va'achazoi biyadeh hasmolis. If you then hold it in your left hand, lito pam shniya al hayamin, to wash a second time on your right hand. So if you then pick up the cup with your left hand to pour a second time on your right hand, so now your left hand is tamei, v'tzarach lenagva, and you're going to have to dry that hand. So again, let's see this carefully. You picked up the kli with your moist hand, your wet hand, which is the right hand that you first poured on it water from your left hand. So now the right hand is contaminating the kli, because the right hand has tamei waters on it. The mayim rishonim are tamei. Now if you then hold it in your left hand to pour again on the right hand, so you got a problem. So let's think for a minute. You're picking up the kli with your right hand. Right now the kli is presumably dry. Nothing is happening to your hand. You're putting the kli in your left hand. You pour it on your right hand. Okay? Your right hand is now tahar, but the water on it is tamei. Then you pick up the kli with your right hand. The water on your right hand is leaving contaminated water on the handle of the kli. If that's the case, when your left hand touches that water, the left hand is tamei. How exactly are you going to be metahir the left hand from that contaminated water? You're going to have to dry it. What about the fact, besides transferring water to the left hand, what about the fact that your right hand itself, it has tamei water on it? It's picking up the handle to pour on the left hand. Then when the left hand pours back on the right hand, so the right hand, they say the right hand is okay. The right hand is fine, because the right hand had tamei water on it. And then you're pouring mayim shniyim from the left hand. The problem is with the left hand. The left hand has water that's tamei from the right hand. How exactly do you get that off? Now, if you have two handles, let's say the kli has two, like an Atil Siyadayim cup has two handles, the left hand is never coming into contact with mayim tameim from the right hand. So, l'chayr, it shouldn't be a problem if you have two handles, which most Atil Siyadayim cups do have two handles, unless you're using a mug. And there's only one handle. Most Natil Siyadayim cups have two handles. So let's think. Let's say it does have two handles. So you wash on the right hand. The right hand is tahar, but there's tamei water. The right hand now picks up the kli. There's now tamei water on the handle of the right handle. Fine, but there's also tamei water on the right hand itself. So what's the problem? So now you pour again, you remove all the tamei water from the right hand. I don't see there being any problem if you have two handles. The Mishnah Berurah's, the Magen Avraham's concern is when the kli has one handle. He says, Nitma oizen hakli. We're talking about where there's one oizen. Now, what's the Eitzah here? The Mishnah Berurah says the Eitzah is Eitzah is a Sheyotil Revius Bavas Achas, Kol Yad V'Yad. You pour Revius at one time on each hand. Or don't alternate. That's the Eitzah. Don't alternate. You're not. There's no Indian to alternate anyway. We never found you need to alternate your hands. You do two on one hand, two on the other. So the Achreinim are talking about a guy. Who is getting confused between the Tels Yadayim and Nagel Vasser. So if he's alternating, but if the guy would have gotten his halacha straight, he never would have had a problem in the first case. So Lemaisa, what about the following concern? The guy who washed the Tels Yadayim before me, let's say he did not use the Revius. He poured, let's say, water on his right hand. Let's say he didn't use the Revius. So isn't there mayim tmeim from Yankel's hands on the Tils Yadayim cup? Or any of the 5,000 people who washed Tils Yadayim before me, who maybe didn't do a good job, are we worried about that? Is that a concern? Is that a reason to have nightmares about Tils Yadayim? There are people who they go to sleep at night and within 10 minutes they see a ferocious Tils Yadayim cup running after them. You know, it's...
Maybe that's why people dry the cup.
That's what I'm saying. You know, is that the chashash? Are we worried about... You know, there are special therapists for Tils Yadayim who have to deal with Tils Yadayim phobias. Is that a legitimate phobia? That the guy before me didn't wash properly. Memela, there's mayim tmeim on the handle. And there's no way to get it off unless you dry it. Oh, by the way, now if you say, like we said yesterday, remember we saw from the Nishmas Adam that maybe when, if you use the Revius of water, your hands don't become Tame. If you use the Revius of water, your hands are not susceptible for Tama. So, you know, that would mitigate this fear. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berurah. Look at number 38 in the Dershu. The number 38 is, what if you washed your first hand with Revius and your hand touched the handle that has Mayim Tmeim on it from before? The Chazoinish is Mekel, that the hand doesn't become Tameh. Why? Once you finish washing your hands, it has a status, your hand, it's considered shaloi bishas natila. And it seems like this din, that your hand will become tameh from mayim tmeim, is only bishas natila. If stamazoi, in the middle of a meal, somebody comes over to you and touches your hand with Mayim Rishonim Shetameim, your hands are not Tameh. Chazal were only Goizer, Tumas Yodayim, Bishas Natila, not Shaloi Bishas Natila. By the way, we never saw such a Svara in all of our learning of the Mishnah Berurah that your hands are only susceptible to Tumah, Bishas Natila. We never saw that. Nowhere did the Mishnah Berurah ever say such a thing. But now, Chazoinish. So, you know, you would think the guy who's drying the cup, he's a chazoinishnik. So it should be helpful to tell him that if you poured a revius on the first hand, that hand is not susceptible to tumah. You're already nigmar, kfar nigmar natila from the Yad HaRishayin. That's a chiddush oyem v'no. I mean, I don't know where that's like a out of left field.
No, he's saying that the washing, that you're no longer b'shas natila because you washed already with a revius. Not saying that water's not tummy.
I know. But why? But no, you're... I'm in... First of all, two things. I already washed my... I'm in the middle of washing. I didn't wash my second hand yet. It's not B'shas Netila. And second of all, where did this svara come from that your hands only become tamei B'shas Netila? We never saw such a thing.
If one scratches their head...
Of course. Yeah, right.
What does that mean?
So if you scratch your head, you're tamei because the head is milmulei zeya. But the din of tumas yodayim, which is like a metaphysical din of tuma vatara, that's what Chazal seems to be saying. Chazal were only goyzer b'shas netila. And once you did a revius on one hand, that hand, closed book. It's not b'shas netila anymore. Even though I'm middle of netilas yodayim, I didn't even make a bracha yet.
If you walk into a basic chorus or into a bathroom in the middle of a sudda, which is metaphysical,
that's a different kind of metaphysical. This is metaphysical of netilas yadayim. If you go into a bathroom, do you have to? You don't have to wash netilas yadayim. I mean, without a bracha.
Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, if it's a grimy, slimy, you know, old-time Beis HaKiseh, okay, you wash until Siyadayim L'chayro, without a bracha, with a bracha. But that's not Tumas Yadayim. You're not removing Tumas Yadayim. You're removing the Tumas Hamakayim that affects your Yadayim. Here we're talking about the din of Mayim Rishoinim Tmeyim, right? That din, Chazanish is saying, we never saw that before. It's only B'shas Netila. Yeah, you know, you have to learn the sugya, like spend a zman learning Hilchos Netilas Siman Kuf Samach to Kuf Samach Beis. But that's, yeah, let's see that again in 38. Ba'oifen shenotal es yodoi ha'achas b'raviyas v'noga hayad ba'oizen ha'kli sheyesh aleh mayim t'meim lefneikein muva b'shem ha'chazoynish lahakel b'zeh. Now, by the way, the Chazonish doesn't say this in Chazonish. It's randomly quoted in a sefer I never heard of in a footnote. So, okay. In the name of the Chazonish. Kivan shel acher gemar netil seyad is a nechshav l'gavay shel b'shem. I have to say, we have, according to what we learned so far, if we wash netil seyadayim with a revius, you don't have to dry the cup. I have not seen any notable poiskim dry cups when they wash until Siddayim. Anybody here want to chime in on that? Have you ever seen any renowned poiskim dry their cup before until Siddayim? We also have not seen anywhere in the Mishnah Brura that you should dry the cup, unless... Now, the Mishnah Brura is talking about drying your hand. What about the concern that I mentioned? What if the guy in front of me didn't wash until Siddayim properly? So you say, no, Korea Sodolei Chazinon Loi Machzikinon. Why should you assume that? Okay. V'ra'isi b'pischei tshuva shekasav shel chadchila yizar shei oizen akli nogav legamri. What is this going on? One second. Oh. This is going on the last comments on the Mishnah Berurah. For Yisiv Pischei Tshuva Shekasav Shel Chadchila Yizar Shei Oizen Akli Nogav Legamri. In the Sefer Pischei Tshuva, he writes, you should be careful, Achila. The handle should be completely dry. She'im Hulach Imkein Kishenoito Yodai Achas. When you wash one hand, Nitma Hamayim Shal Akli. Uch Sheyasar V'yitol V'yigaba B'hayad Shekvar Notal. And then when you touch with the hand that you already washed, to tamei oisei hayad, ad kan l'shoinoi. V'chein kasa b'sefer shulchan shloimoi. time out. I think this is also talking about when there's one handle. So let's get the concern. The Pisrei Tshuva writes, the Chachila, you should be careful, the handle should be completely dry. Because if the handle is wet, when you wash one hand, the water on the kli becomes tame. So let's say when the left hand pours on the right hand, how does the water on the kli become tame? Because then you're touching it with the right hand. And then when you wash again and you touch it with the hand that already washed, that hand becomes tame. Ad kan l'shoinai. V'chein kasa b'sefer shulchan shloimai. U'mashma m'l'shoinam. Shebepam rishoina kishenoita akli b'yadoi. Yizar sheya oizen akli nagav. That the first time you touch it, its mashma should be dry. Dilav ha'chi t'tame tekef al yidei hayad. U'be'emes mashma me'achroinim. Da'idei zeh loinit ma'amayim. To have a kamoi shenoga biyodai b'amayim shebekli shaloi b'shas netila. The mevor le'el b'simin kuf samach sefir aleph deloi nifsalu amayim ha'ideza. Then it's like you touch the water in the kli not at the time of netila. We had earlier in the Kuf Samach Yud Aleph that it doesn't passel the water. Where was that? Kuf Samach Yud Aleph, that Shaloi Bishas Natila, it doesn't passel the water. L'chayr, he's referring to the Ramah. The Ramah says in Kuf Samach Yod Aleph, Mi Shaloi Natal Yodav V'Noga B'mayim. One who did not wash his hands and he touched the water, it doesn't become possible. I don't know if we picked up on that. The Ramah says in Kuf Samach Sif Yod Aleph that someone who didn't wash his hands and he touched the Mayim, Loi Nifsulu HaMayim. It seems the reason for that is because it's shaloi b'shas netila. See, the Mishnah Berurah didn't explain it there. We didn't see a logic there. If you turn back to Kuf Samach Yud Aleph in the Ramah, mi shaloi natal yad v'naga b'mayim, loi nifsalu. Now, So the Shaar Tzion is saying it's mashma from the Achroinim that through this loy nitma hamayim David Kamashinagam b'yadu mayim shemgulir shabashasadil var le'el to loy nifsul v'hachanami hare oisa hayad loy notal adayin, that hand you didn't wash with yet, v'chein mashma milechem chamudois v'zeu shakosavnu b'diuk b'mishnah brura sheshafach ole medchila. It's the hand that you poured on first. Dezu kvar shas natilahi. For that, it's considered b'shas natila. V'yesh olea mayim t'meyim mishvicha rishoina. And you have tamei water from the first pouring, shahisa pachas merevius, which was less than a revius. So the Shaar Tzion is saying when the Mishnah Berurah says Sheshafach Oleha Mitchila, look back in the words in the Mishnah Berurah Sheshafach Oleha Mitchila. The case is you picked up the kli with a wet right hand that you originally poured on one time with the left hand, so now the oizen kli becomes tameh. So the Mishnah Berurah says Sheshafach Olam Metchila is Bedafka, because now it's considered Bishas Netila. However, in the case that the Shaar Tzion spoke about, where you're touching where the hand that you already washed was completed, that is not considered Bishas Netila. Look in note 40. He brings that a kli that was used for Netil Siyadayim, and you know that the handles are wet because other people touched it. Rabbi Yashiv says that the Machzitz HaShekel says that nowadays people don't know how to wash their hands. So you have to be concerned that the handle is tamei from people who don't know the halacha. So you should dry the handles. And not only that, you should dry the faucet covers. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, Yesh Makayim Le Netil Siyadayim Phobia. But I don't know that the Mishnah Berurah would agree with that. Because not sure. Okay, we'll break here. We have to revisit this. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.